The House of Representatives today passed a ban on all human cloning. Sponsors of the ban want to outlaw efforts to produce a human being through cloning, and they resisted amendments that would have allowed cloning in limited circumstances for research. The final vote was 241 to 155. President Bush supports the ban, which still faces an uncertain fate in the Senate. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from the Capitol.
The House debated two proposals today. Both ban human cloning for the purpose of producing a human being. But one would ban all cloning, and the other would permit so-called research cloning, or creating human embryos so they will in turn produce stem cells. Some lawmakers, including many Democrats, believe a ban on research cloning could block medical science from finding cures for debilitating diseases. New York Democrat Gerald Nadler.
The fruits of this research promise cures for Parkinson's disease, chronic heart disease, rheumatoid arthritis, spinal cord injuries, Alzheimer's, Huntington's disease, brain damage, lupus, combined immunodeficiency, Tay-Sachs, and sickle cell disease, to name just a few.
But advocates of the total ban, most of them Republicans, countered that the research value remains more a matter of speculation than a fact. They said there was still little evidence that stem cells from cloned human embryos would provide those cures. Many also worried that in order to do that research, hundreds and hundreds of embryos would have to be cloned and stored. Florida Republican Dave Weldon, a physician and co-sponsor of the bill to ban all cloning, said that would amount to farming embryos.
I think the time has arrived for us to do the right thing. This is a moral and ethical decision. We're talking about scientists creating human embryos for the purpose of exploiting them and destroying them. And there is no scientific evidence today that this is justifiable.
And that set the tone of today's debate. Those in favor of research cloning, such as California Democrat Anna Eshoo, tried to make a distinction between cloning to make a baby and making stem cells.
This is regenerative medicine. It is not fertilization. Children are created by the fertilization of an egg cell, by sperm, not by chemical stimulation.
But those supporting a total ban on human cloning worried that if cloned embryos were stored for research, it would be a relatively short step to implant one in a woman and create a baby. The Food and Drug Administration has already announced it has the authority to regulate human cloning. But many, including President Bush, believe a law must ban it altogether as a matter of moral imperative. The White House released a statement today saying it strongly opposes any legislation permitting what it called human embryo farms, where human life would be created and destroyed for research purposes. Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner agreed with the Bush administration and said passing a ban on cloning is important not only for policy within the United States, but beyond.
Today we are considering more than the moral and ethical issues raised by human cloning. This vote is about providing moral leadership for a watching world. The world is waiting for the United States to set the moral tone against this experimentation.
The House passed a total ban on human cloning more than a year ago, but the bill never made it to the Senate floor. In the current Congress, the ban will have an earlier start and will go to a Senate controlled by Republicans rather than Democrats. Still, the Senate is expected to be the bill's highest hurdle. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.